The following program may contain material that will disillusion young children.
It was a dark and stormy night. The rain fell in torrents, except at occasional intervals when it was checked by a violent gust of wind which swept up the streets, where it is in London that our scene lies, rattling along the housetops and fiercely agitating the scanty flame of the lamps that struggled against the darkness.
We, the creatures of the dark, have a special invitation for you, if you are brave enough.
There's something to do when the sky turns black and the moon comes out, and here come the bats. The witches and the goblins and the ghosts are on call to escort you to the Stardust Ball. The fun will start on Halloween night at 8 o'clock. You'll get to dance with a lot of people you like.
Gladys, it doesn't have to rhyme. It's not a spell, it's an event. You don't have to rhyme it.
Well, I like to rhyme it, and if you don't like it, why don't you do it, then?
Okay, I'll do it. Friday, Halloween night.
I'm taking my music.
It was a stark and dormy night. The co-ed streakers ran from hall to hall.
By day, I don't have a name. I'm just a paper jockey in a big glass building that doesn't have a name. Just letters. ALP, SPC, HPR... I remain in my cubbyhole all day, unconscious, a robot in a suit, getting my head counted every morning. A name would be a burden.
This is Jake Schumacher. I'm program director at Raven Radio. And, like you, I'm a night owl.
Can't sleep, won't sleep, or just hiding from your mom? Afraid to be alone or too tired to stay up by yourself? Had enough fun, but there's too much left to let you sleep? Tired of listening to the polka music on the sideband, and you threw your favorite Mantovani tape out with last week's bait?
Autumn in southeast, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in southeast, it spells the thrill of first night. Shimmering clouds and 60-knot winds in 40-foot seas. They're making me feel that brings the promise of new mud. Autumn in southeast is often mingled with rain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in southeast. It's good to live it again.
It's the Miami Colonel Show on every Friday, coming out of your radio in just a minute or less. You'll meet the Colonel at his best. So please stay tuned in then, and please don't go. He'll play every record that he knows, just like a package wrapped with a big bow. It's the Molly, and the Colonel Show.
A very good morning to you, and welcome to Molly and the Colonel. The Colonel here with you this morning. Molly's not here.
You're listening to Molly and the Colonel.
That's me, Molly.
Insert name of guest here.
Hey, Cork! Well, Johnny! Johnny C!
It was Ma Haynes. Nobody else had a voice that sounded like a radio somebody had forgot to tune.
It was a spark and dormy night in the firehouse bunk room, and the taking of a burned-out fireman's pole had left them, all extinguished men in their field, up in the air, suspended, and panting for the alarming results.
There's a feeling in my bones that you're sitting by the phone. If you don't give a ring, the station won't have anything. You are just the one to do it. Put your mind and fingers to it. Do it for yourself in the show, but most of all for Raven Radio.
747-5877, 747-5878, 747-5877, 747-5878, 747-5877.
If you don't know the number by now, Mr. Colonel's gonna tell you how.
747-5877, 747-5878, 1-800-478-5877. Call now.
Now all you gotta do is dial it.
747-5878, 747-5877.
Last night, I had a dream. I dreamt I was the host of a radio program whose co-host never showed up.
It would just make a nice beginning for your lunchtime activities to watch the Colonel get a nice pie in his mug, so to speak.
We thought about giving Gary the honor, but we decided that Molly deserved it more.
Keep talking, Colonel.
I've never done this before, so be gentle.
Oh, here.
Is this it?
He's waiting. Yeah. Here it is.
Do I close my eyes?
Are you nervous, Colonel?
Yes.
Are you nervous,
yes.
Colonel? How does it feel, Colonel? I enjoyed that immensely. This is Molly saying, I've never had so much fun on the radio in my life.
Please give us your thoughts on the Sitka bed tax.
Bed tax. Well, we got rid of the car tax, and now they want to tax our beds. I haven't had time to make them. Well, they tax me more if they're unmade. It's none of their business if I have ruffled pillowcases with floral designer sheets on my lovely early American four-poster. Those folks down the block with mattresses on the floor, are they going to charge them the same rate? No, I doubt it. I don't want the tax, and excuse me, I have more shopping to do.
DJMB! DJMB! DJMB!
Thank you, you guys. Oh, my cake. And they brought me in a cake. It's so beautiful, white and blue. It says, blah, blah, blah. It's all of this icing. I can't read it at all.
Can I read it for you?
It says, play that funky music. White girl, all right. I think that fellow's looking at me. Hold on, go over there with me.
Introduce you to Daddy.
You can even make a chipmunk out of your very favorite, or perhaps your very least favorite, vocalist.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young.
I can't do that, Johnny. I'd lose my job.
KCAW in Sitka, Alaska. Music for people.
This is Jake. And among other jobs, I program the music on the nightlight. You may notice that it is quite varied.
Monday.
Monday.
Comedy day at Raven Radio.
CAW in Sitka.
Monday.
Monday.
All morning.
All afternoon.
All evening.
All comedy. Monday.
Here's stand-up comics.
Funny songs.
Novelty hits.
Supercharged sight-splitting jokes.
Great humorists of the past.
And present.
You'll be laughing all day.
Monday.
April Fool's Day.
Monday.
Time trials beginning at 8:15 a.m.
Going till sign-off.
Monday. Bring the kids.
Admission free.
That's comedy day on Raven Radio.
April 1st.
Monday.
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 That's great. You'll have to show me how to do that.
We have another 5 minutes, so anything else, you know, really great you want to say to me? I'm sorry. They're letting an egomaniac go.
It was a dark and stormy night who stood rigidly at the cliff's edge, scowling out over the cruel sea and ruggedly bracing himself against the fierce winds which howled in from the west, where a ship had appeared suddenly on the horizon, silhouetted sharply in the long, snaking claws of lightning that crackled in over the cliff to freeze Sir Richard's saturnine, chiseled patrician features in sharp relief, etching the look of shock that registered his alarm at the sound of the shot that suddenly rang out above the furious cacophony of the storm.
Put your feet on the desk, let the work overflow. It's the end of the week, only one day to go. If you want the present, enjoy some fine radio. You're in luck, just in time for the Molly Kernel Show.
Yes, you are just in time here on the antepenultimate day of the week. A very good morning to you, and welcome to the Molly and the Colonel program. The Colonel here with you this morning. Molly's not here. She's continuing to work on her, I guess you'd call it her summer project this year, which is to have her trailer court be declared, I don't know if it's an act of government or what, but she's trying to get her trailer court on the one of the tourist tours.
Before me, directly occupying the northern exposure of the Armory building as we approach, stands, I should say lies, the latest work by world-renowned Sitka sculptor Molly. And I'm very pleased that Molly, who is working on her sculpture today, has consented to give us some of her time and talk about her latest work. Excuse me. Can I just come over? Can I walk over here?
Watch your feet.
Oh!
Watch out!
Excuse me, if we could just talk for a second. It's Molly.
Molly.
It's Molly.
Molly. Molly.
It's Molly. Okay. Very good. Molly, I wonder if you could tell me the name of this piece of sculpture.
Rust.
Down here in the bottom of the well, us frogs always listen to KCAW from Sitka, Alaska, because they get down so well.
Was it okay?
Sure.
I wonder if you could describe Rust for the listeners.
Well, it's actually what happens when you leave scrap iron or any other metals out in the rain of southeast, and it turns a nice orange color.
Oh, I'm so bored. Another Friday night at home. I wish I knew what to do. You know, I did hear of a dance this evening.
Really?
Yes, the Sitka Film Society's putting on a Halloween dance at 8 p.m.
Oh, that would be fun. I could go as Nancy Reagan.
Ooh, so scary.
Now, the title of the work is Rust. It's obviously composed of a lot of rusted metal.
I didn't title it. I mean, that's just what it is.
Oh, I see. So the work is untitled, then.
No, it's rust.
It's rust. Okay. Can you talk a little bit about why you feel rust is significant as an art form?
How long you been in Sitka, bub?
The weasel old camp cook, painfully aware of the roping accident 30 years ago, which had cost him his job as trail boss and the love of Sheila, the beautiful half-breed dance hall girl, limped to the fire and spat into the frying pan,
testing its readiness for biscuit baking, oblivious to the polysyllabic lowing of the nervous, fitful trail herd, which sensed the impending arrival of a dark and stormy night.
All we have to do is say goodbye to people now.
I'm not going to say goodbye.
What are you going to say?
Stay tuned.